Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Chof Dalet. Perek Chof Dalet is the final perek in the book of Yehoshua. The perek begins, Vayasof Yehoshua es kol shivtei Yisrael Shchama. Yehoshua gathered the entire Bnei Yisrael, all the tribes of Israel to Shchem, and he called to the elders and to the heads and to the judges and to the officers, and he stands them before Hashem. Why in Shechem does Yehoshua take leave of the people? So the Radak says it appears to be Shehiviu Arn Elokim Sham Kedei Lichros Habris Lifnei Arn. It appears to be that Yehoshua brought the Ark of the Covenant of God from Shiloh to Shechem in order to forge the covenant with them in Shechem. Why? Va'asram Yehoshem Velo Shiloh Shehay Arn Sham. He gathers them in Shechem and not Shiloh. Ulai Al Pi Hadibur Asazeh. He did this perhaps, as the Radak, by the command of Hashem that he should forge the covenant with them in Shechem. Why? So the Radak gives a number of reasons. One is, he says, this is the first place that Avram came when he walked in the land, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis Perek Yud Beis, Vayavar Avram Bartz Ad Mekom Shechem. Our first patriarch arrived in the land to the place of Shechem. Furthermore, says the Radak, Ki Tchilas HaNachala Asher Haya LeYaakov Be'eretz Yisrael B'Shechem Haya. The first place that Yaakov returned and bought when he returned after 22 years away was Shechem. Shekana Chalkas HaSadeh. He bought a portion of the field. Miyad B'nei Chamar Avi Shechem. And therefore this place has significance to the patriarchs, and the Yehoshua takes leave of the people in Shechem. Psukim Beis through Dalet are psukim that we recite in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Vayomer Yehoshua akol ha'am. Yehoshua says to the people, so says the God of Israel, Be'ever hanar yashvu v'seichem me'olam, tarach avri Avram v'avi nachar, v'yavdu Eloi mecherim. He mentions the fact that Avram came from idol worshippers. Pasuk Gimel, v'akach es avicham es Avram me'ever hanar, but I took your forefather, I took Avram from the other side of the river, and I walked him through the whole land of Canaan, and I multiplied his progeny, and I gave him Yitzchak, pasuk dalet, ve'etein le Yitzchak es Yaakov ve'es Esav, ve'etein le Esav es har Seir le Rashas Oso, ve'Yaakov uvanav yardu Mitzrayim. I gave Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esav. Esav got har Seir, and Yaakov and his sons descended to Egypt. So we have a beautiful history here as Yehoshua departs from the people. And then in pasuk hey, he mentions Moshe and Aaron, and that God smote down the Egyptians, and he took us out of Egypt. Pasuk vav, pasuk zayin, mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf, that we are stuck by the sea of reeds. We call out to God, and Hashem saves us, and he covers the Egyptians with the sea. We dwelled in the Midbar, Vateshu b'Midbar Yamim Ravim. After Kriyas Yamsuf, we spent many years wandering in the desert. Pasuchas, Va'avi Eschem El Eretz HaMori. Hashem brings us to the land of the Amori on the other side of the Yarden River. We are not yet in Eretz Yisrael in this recounting of history by Yehoshua. And we fought with the Amori, and God gave us their land. Pasuk Tes, he mentions Balak, the king of Tzipor, who hires Bilam to curse us. However, Bilam was not successful. Hashem saved us. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vatavu Es Yarden, we crossed the Yarden River, Vatavo El Yericho, we came to Yericho, and we fought with the seven Canaanite nations, and Hashem gave us the victory over the nations. However, we have to remember, says Yehoshua, it's not by our might, it's not by our sword, it was Hashem's doing. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ve'etan Lechem Eretz Ashalo Yagataba, I gave you a land which you did not sweat and toil and become tired over. Ve'arim Ashalo V'nisam, you're sitting in cities that you did not build, Kramim V'zeitim, vineyards and olive groves, Ashalona Tatam, that you did not plant, and yet you eat from them. Ve'ata, and now Yiru as Hashem. Yehoshua departs from the people much in the way that Moshe Rabbeinu, with exhorting us and reminding them to cling to God. And now, says Yehoshua, fear Hashem. Ve'ivdu oso b'tamim uve'emes. Serve Hashem with tamimus, with purity and with truth. Remove any foreign powers that are in your midst. And if it is bad in your eyes to serve Hashem, Yehoshua continues to warn us that we will not be long in this land. But the people say, Chalila lanu me'azov es Hashem. God forbid, we are not leaving Hashem. We will not worship the gods of others. We know, we are aware, we admit, we give thanks that Hashem is the one who took us out of Egypt from the land of slavery, who did all of these wonders for us, who guarded us and watched over us on the way, who chased out the nations from the land of Canaan. And Yehoshua says to the people, in essence, are you sure? He says, maybe you won't be able to serve Hashem. Hashem is a holy God. He is a vengeful God. He will not tolerate your sins. If you leave Hashem and you worship gods of others, he will destroy you. V'chilo aschem. He will destroy you. And the people say to Yahushua, no, ki as Hashem na'avod. They reiterate their claim of faithfulness to the Ribono Sha'olam. What a rabbi wants, what a leader wants, is to know that after his demise, the people will remain true to the path of Torah and mitzvos. And this is what Yahushua is reminding the people in this final parak of the book of Yahushua. Vayomer Yahushua ala'am. Yahushua said to the people, Edim atem. Bachem, you are witnesses against yourselves. Ki atem bachartam lachames Hashem. You have chosen God la'avod also to serve Him. Vayom, when the people are maskim, they agree. Edim, we are witnesses. Yahushua once again says, remove any foreign guards in your midst and turn your hearts exclusively to Hashem. Vayomu ha'am el Yahushua as Hashem elokeinu na'avod uvekolo nishma. You should not worry, Yahushua. Even after your demise, we swear that we will serve Hashem our God and we will listen to His voice. Pasachav hey, Vayichos Yoshua Brisla Am. Yoshua made a covenant with the people by Yamahu on that day. Vayasam lo chok umishpat. He gave them a statute and an ordinance. And says Rashi, what does that mean? He gave them chok and mishpat in Shechem. Sider lahem sham hachukim shabatorah vikiblu aleim. He ordered and organized and laid out for them the laws of the Torah, and they accepted it upon themselves. Vayichtav Yoshua es hadvarim ha'ela b'sefer Torah Elokim. Yoshua wrote these things, these matters, in the book of the Torah of God. Vayikach evan gadola. He took a great stone and he established it under the doorpost. Rashi says, where did he put the stone? He mezuzas ha-pesach. It is the doorpost or the entrance. Asher b'mikdash Hashem, which is at the mikdash of Hashem. When the pasuk says, and Yehoshua wrote these things in the Sefer Torah Elokim, what Sefer Torah exactly are we talking about? So Rashi quotes the Gemara Maseches Makos. The Gemara says in Makos Yod Aleph that there is a machlokes of the Amoraim. One says Yehoshua, this pasuk refers to the final eight psukim of the Torah, as in Devarim that Yehoshua wrote, from Vayamas Moshe, when Moshe died, until the concluding words of Torah, Le'ein Kol Yisrael. Yehoshua wrote, according to one opinion in the Gemara, the final eight psukim of the Torah. One opinion in Maseches Makos is, as quoted by Rashi here, that Yehoshua wrote the cities of Miklat, the parasha, the chapter of the Arei Miklat, as we have learned previously in Pasuk Chaf. However, there is one more opinion that I will share with you, as quoted by the Malbim. The Malbim says, Yehoshua and composed and sanctified the book of Yehoshua. When it says that Yehoshua wrote these words in the book, it's actually referring to Sefer Yehoshua. He included the above covenant that he made with the people in this Perek. So, and he deposited it permanently in a permanent place in the Mishkan so that it should be a forever remembrance that the people chose the Ribono Sha'olam. Vayomer Yeshua al kol ha'am. Yeshua says to the people, Pasuch of Zion, Hinei ha'aven hazos tiyeh banu la'eda. This stone will be a witness. Ki hi shama is kol imrei Hashem asher dibrei manu. This stone has heard all the words of Hashem that he spoke to us. V'haysa b'cham la'eda. It will be a witness against you. Pen techa lest you deny your God. And after Yahushua makes a covenant, he exhorts, reminds, admonishes the people to cling to God and remove any foreign power in their midst. The people agree. He forges the covenant. Pasuk of Ches, Vayishalach Yahushua es ha'am ish l'nachaleso. Yahushua sends the people back to their portions, back to their inheritance. It is time for them to live in the land, to dwell securely in the land, and to cling to God. Pasuchot tes, vayihi acharei hadvarim ha'ela, vayamas Yahushua bin Nun. And it was after these things that Yahushua bin Nun died. Eved Hashem, the highest to'ar, the highest degree of compliment a Jew can receive is to be called a servant of God. Moshe, at the time of his death, we are told, Vayamasha Moshe, Eved Hashem, and there Moshe died, the servant of God, and Yehoshua, his Talmud, gets the same compliment in his death. Vayamas Yehoshua bin Nun, Eved Hashem. There Yehoshua bin Nun, the servant of God, died at the age of 110 years old. Vayikbru also bigvul nachaso. He was buried in the boundary of his inheritance, Bitimnas Sarach and Timnas Sarach, that is in Mount Ephraim, mitzofon nahar Ga'ash, to the north of Har Ga'ash. Rashi says, what is Har Ga'ash? It means storming mountain. To teach us, says Rashi, Sharaash alayam hahar, the mountain stormed, shook, erupted against them, lahargam, it threatened to kill the people. Lafi shalohi spidu karaui. They did not make hespedim properly for Yehoshua. My manager says this one was busy with his vineyards, and this one was busy with his call, and this one was busy in his fields. They buried Yehoshua, but they did not take time to be maspid, to appreciate properly the great dedication of this wonderful leader who took them from Eivra Layarden and helped them conquer Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and the Bnei Yeshua worshipped Hashem all the days of Yehoshua and all the days of the Zekanim who lived on after Yehoshua. Sefer Yehoshua concludes so beautifully, actually in fulfillment of the oath that Yosef made the Bnei Yisrael take at the end of Parshas Bereishis. V'es atzmos Yosef asher ha'alu Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. As for the bones of Yosef that the Bnei Yisrael brought up from Egypt, kavru b'shchem, they buried in Shchem. B'chalkas asada asher kana Yaakov, in the portion of the field that Yaakov purchased from the Bnei Chamor, the father of Shchem, for 100 kesita v'ayu l'bnei Yosef l'nachala. On his deathbed, Yosef assures the Bnei Yisrael that the Geula will come. At the end of Perek Nun, in Sefer Bereishis, the Pasuk says, Vayash b'Yosef es Bnei Yisrael le'mor. Yosef adjourned the Bnei Yisrael, and he made them take an oath, and he said, Pakod yifkod Elokim eschem. God will surely remember and redeem you. V'ha'alisem es atzmosai mizeh. When you get out of here, said Yosef, make sure you take my bones with you. Mefarshim explained that the brothers were the ones who brought Yosef away from Shechem down to Egypt. It was their responsibility to make sure he was brought up from Egypt back to Shechem. And finally, in Perech of Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Yosef the Gullus Jew, Yosef the Jew who always knew he was an Ivri, Yosef who always identified with Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael, sees his justice as he is buried in Shechem. Last Pasuk of Yehoshua, the Elazar ben Aaron Meis, Elazar the son of Aaron died, and he was buried in Givas Pinchas, in the hill of Pinchas Esan, Asher Nitin Lo Bahar Ephraim, that was given to him in the mountain of Ephraim. I want to thank you all very, very much for learning with me. Our learning should be an Aliyah Neshama from Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef, Allah HaShalom. It has been an enriching and rewarding experience learning with all of you through the book of Yehoshua. I thank you for your time and your dedication to Nach Yomi Torat Imecha with the OU Women's Initiative.